will, in the next week or two, be figuring out the details on that. We've been contacting, the folks I already mentioned, some of the nonprofits that try to use this as a fundraiser. We've been in contact with some tent entertainment, and the vendors will also be getting notified to see who's still interested. You know, we want to make sure that we take care of those folks, too. If you're not comfortable coming and you've already committed to coming, you have an out. We're not going to be like, we're going to keep your fee or whatever. We want this to be something where everybody can feel like, okay, I don't have to come. We can forward the fee to next year. We can refund it. But it's also an opportunity, because I think there's a lot of vendors out there who are kind of stuck in a bad place where they haven't had the chance to get out and make some of the money that they usually do. So that'll be good. And then another side we haven't touched on is one of the big reasons the commission was wanting to do something is there's folks in the community willing to step up and do the livestock, the 4-H piece of it. On the livestock side, we don't know for sure what the specifics will look like, but there are folks out there that are hoping to put on some type of a livestock show where the kids can come and show, since 4-H and the extension at the state level will not allow that.